Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
You live, you learn. At least that's what we're told, right? The process of learning is at the center of being a fine art photographer or an artist, or I suppose, as far as that goes, a human being. We live, we learn. So it was a very interesting moment here a few weeks ago. I was recently asked by two different people about my 50-plus years in photography. The first person was a non-photographer who asked me what I'd learned from my lifelong engagement in photography. Interesting question. I never really thought about it that precisely. And then, coincidentally, a few days later, a photographer asked me essentially the same question. And I was surprised that I had different answers depending on who asked the question. I'm not sure what that says about me or what that says about them, but I found it interesting. To the non-photographer, my answer was that photography has taught me that the world is an amazing place, and a camera is a marvelous excuse to go out and explore the world. I can't tell you, in retrospect, how many times I've been allowed to go somewhere and photograph that I probably would never have been allowed if it wasn't for the excuse of wanting to make a picture there. For reasons that I probably will never fully understand, almost everyone who I've asked has given me permission, to the point where there's only a few people in 50-plus years of photography that have said, "No, I just assume you didn't take pictures there." They're so unusual, I can still recall them in my mind's eye. Where everybody else says, "Yeah, go ahead. A camera is a great excuse to explore the world." And I've often theorized that a person could have like a camera and no film and just use it to gain access because people seem to accommodate it. Not always, but most of the time. So to the non-photographer, that was my answer. The world is an amazing place and a camera is a marvelous excuse to explore the world. But to the photographer who asked me the same question, that didn't seem to be the appropriate answer. Because I think they were asking something about the process of being a photographer. Something more tangible to their life as a photographer, as a creative individual. And to that person, I said that the most important lesson I've learned in photography is the importance of finishing. It's far too easy to take a photograph just partway down the path of creative production. You take the picture, and then you never print it. You print the picture, but then you never mat it and frame it. You never spot it. You never finish it. Or you have a project idea, and you don't do a book or an exhibition. Finishing work teaches you things that you would never know if you didn't finish the project. For the very simple reason that every time you're involved in doing a project, there will be hurdles, barriers, things that you haven't thought of or haven't anticipated, answers that you have to develop, and all of that will remain undone unless you push yourself and force yourself to finish the project. And what you will learn in the process is what photography is all about. So the most important lesson is finish it, because that is the gateway to learning. So those were my two rather simplistic, off-the-cuff answers to these two individuals. But for some reason, that question has haunted me, and I've been bugged by it. And upon further reflection, I've come to realize that there's a third answer. If I ask that question of myself, what do I wish someone had taught me when I was first starting out? And this could probably devolve into something that's lengthy and wordy, and you wouldn't listen to it, and I wouldn't enjoy talking about it, but maybe I can sum it up in just a couple of pithy phrases. First, in the art life, and let me repeat that, in the art life, process is more important than product. We all produce lots and lots of artwork, prints, books, folios, chapbooks, blurb books, other print-on-demand things, posters. We all produce lots of that stuff. But ultimately, it's the life you lived in order to get those things that is what's really important. Process more important than the product you produce. And that's true, I think, for the art life. But in the art world, outside of the production of artwork, in the art world, in galleries, in museums, in book publishing, in sharing your work out in the world, the product is more important than the process. No one cares what camera you used, that kind of thing. So that sets up an interesting and I think fundamental question for all of us. What's more important? The art life, where process is more important than product, or the art world, where product is more important than process? I think both of these are correct answers for different individuals. I can understand perfectly well that someone wants to be a success in the art world, and so producing the right kind of product with the right kind of publicity and the right kind of timing and etc. is more important than whatever difficulties and hurdles and pain they have to go through in order to get there. I can understand that. Not what I'm interested in, not my life, but of course I can only speak for me. And for me, the art life, where process is more important than product, is where it's at. If I have success with a product that I've produced, that's gravy. That's dessert. That's not the reason to be a photographer, at least not for me. And the more I thought about all of this, the more answers kept emerging, some profound, some not. And without going into each of these, let me just drop a few seeds of things that you might want to think about relative to your engagement with photography. In other words, here's a few additional thoughts to chew on to see how you might answer these for yourself. We'll call these the bonus thoughts. The first bonus thought I had was that seeing is more important than looking. And there's all kinds of implications about that. But I'll let you think those through yourself. Next, only you will ever care what camera you used. And I don't even want to think about how much time and energy I've spent over the course of my life fussing and fretting about equipment and gear and buying things and shopping for things and selling things and caring for things. And equipment has been, I think, for all of us photographers, a huge part of what we do. And I look back on that and realize now, after all these years, that I'm the only one who will ever care about any of that. And most of those decisions were made based on convenience or the fantasy of some potential that I'll never actually realize. It's great to have gear that can do anything you want to do. But if you don't do anything you want to do, then having that gear doesn't lead anywhere. So only you'll ever care about what camera you used. Next, I'm pretty convinced that a moment of awareness is more valuable than a bushel full of applause. I've been very lucky, I've been very grateful, I've been blessed that a lot of people have liked my work. But the truth is, if no one had ever seen anything I'd ever done photographically, or had no way of sharing my experience, I'd still do photography. Because there's something about being out there in the world with a camera and the silence and just watching and observing and capturing and producing. That's where I live my photography, not in the accolades or applause or congratulations that I might ever receive from someone who appreciates my work. Don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't enjoy it. It's just that it's not the reason, at least for me, to do photography. And receiving compliments or sales or accolades or applause doesn't motivate me to do my work. That motivation comes internally, not externally. the next bonus lesson I'll share is that I think photography is pretty simple. It's straightforward. It's a technology that anybody can master with relatively little fuss. And so photography is simple, but art making is not. And that's why I think photography is a fantastic art medium. Compared to so many other artistic technologies, like ballet dancing, or symphony composing, or painting a portrait, those things are very, very difficult to do, and very few people can. Photography, by comparison, is pretty simple, and probably everybody can. But that doesn't mean that making pictures makes art. It took me 30 years to even catch a glimpse of the fact that making a photograph was not the same thing as making art. And even after 50 years in photography, I'm still learning what that means. And my suspicion is now that art making is never mastered. It's just a process that we engage for as long as we can with as much energy as we possibly can. The next bonus lesson is that productivity is not a measure of success. So the fact that you've produced 100 prints doesn't mean you've been successful. Volume does not equate to success. But, interestingly enough, success is always dependent on productivity. You can't make theoretical art or theoretical photographs, not even with AI. There has to be some work involved. And work doesn't guarantee success, but nonetheless, it's an absolutely crucial component of being successful. And finally, the last bonus lesson in this little podcast is that photography is less about seeing with your eyes than it is about seeing with your heart. This is one of the great quotes that has come to me as a result of being the editor of Lenswork. When I interviewed Eugene Johnson, he shared this quote with me, and I thought it just absolutely nails the most important lesson all of us photographers need to remember, that photography is not about eyes, it's about your heart. Which I know sounds a little bit cliche, sounds a little bit simplistic, but isn't it amazing how many times things that are simplistic and perhaps a little cliche are also very, very true? So, lessons in photography? There's lots of them. And now that I've shared a few, I challenge each of you to think about what the lessons are that you've learned in photography that have deepened your relationship, not just with photography, but with the world, with yourself, with the precious time we've had available to pursue the art life.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.